Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is a part of the Maisie Media Network, a community of podcasts for women by women.
What's up, loves? Welcome to Self Care in Real Life, a podcast where we obsess over giving women the tools that they need to choose happiness and create more joyful moments. I am your host, best-selling author and lifestyle blogger, Ty Alexander, and I'm basically your new wellness hype girl, so welcome to the party. Before we take a deep dive into today's episode, I want to remind you to be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes if you've enjoyed the podcast so far. You can also head over to our website, selfcareirl.com, to sign up for our exclusive membership community, which is filled with gems to help you cultivate those much needed life-shifting healing experiences. Since we're all like being Black and shit, I figured I would share a story that has literally affected my self-esteem. It has sculpted me as a Black woman, and it's the story of my name. I saw a meme about, you know, dear Black girl, and I'm paraphrasing, something like, dear Black girl, however long your name is, correct them, say it. And so my full name, I can't even believe I'm saying this, even in this vulnerable moment, I have lots of insecurities, but my full name is Taisha. And literally no one calls me that, like not a soul. When I hear the name, it's usually from my younger cousins. Not even my younger, but just my family, like my very close family may call me Taisha. But even for me to say it out loud, and of course, my goal was to change my name. I haven't done it yet. And so when I got married, I was like, well, I'll just do a 2-for-1 and change my last name in addition to my first name. That didn't happen. And so we are still Taisha Brown, the Blackest name that was available in the 70s and 80s and 90s when I was in school. And so in effort to not be so Black, I go by Ty. I can remember even when I first started blogging, I was like, no one's going to hire me if my name is Taisha. And that is absurd. Absurd. Like, and so in 2020, in all of our wokeness, we can get down with that cause. You know, my name is my name. You're going to call me. I have a friend named Shaniqua. I have a friend named Lavandra. Like, you're going to call me. You're going to say my name because that is my name. But it wasn't but for 10 years ago, not even 10, really, that this idea that I could not be Taisha. I could not be that person, because if I was, I wouldn't get a job. And the facts are all laid out for me. The bias is evident. It has been proven. It don't need to be proven no more. It is a fact, or was, or still is, quite frankly, that when the name Taisha comes across your desk, your email, you know, your presentation, you are more than likely to pass that by and go to an Amy, a Karen, an Abigail, a name deemed more professional or less Black. And so imagine as a kid, right? Like imagine as a kid in elementary school, and they go to take attendance, and the teacher goes to say, I can't pronounce this name, you know, it begins with a T, I don't even want to try it, And so I, in my six-year-old voice, say, it's Taisha, but you can just call me Ty. And so I've been doing this my entire life until it became, I'm just gonna be Ty. And I will erase, literally erase all that is my name. And so I encourage you today to, this was just me venting. I don't even really have, I don't even have a title for this podcast. I don't have a nothing. And it's, I honestly, it's like my coming out story. It's like I've shed the shame. I've shed the shame of being Black. In this moment, you are witnessing me shedding the shame of having a Black name and being okay. Now, that don't mean you walk around calling me Taisha. Calm your nerves. But I think it allows me to be okay with it a little bit. And so I encourage my friends to not joke me about this, because I am near tears because of how painful and how isolating, and just there are so many adjectives to describe how it feels not to be able to gladly and with pride say your name. So to all my Black girls who have a name that is, you know, full of vowels and lots of letters and characters and just personality, I encourage you to love up on your name, love up on the first bit of identity that you were given. You know, it's, I have a lot of regrets about not using my name in the like internet world, in the blogosphere. Like, I often think about, what if I had of came out guns a-blazing as Taisha? Like, what mountains could I have knocked down and moved, and how could I have impacted, you know, some little girl's life in a different way? And so for me, it's always a constant struggle of emotions and just wow, every time I think about my journey and how much a name gives life to who you are, and how much of that we sacrifice as Black women, as Black people, in order to survive. Because me not telling you my name is me surviving. You know, I have to make a living. I want to do the things I love. I want to be able to book jobs. And so me not sharing my full name, and we're not even going to get into my middle name, child, girl, please. But me not sharing my name is a survival for me. And so as we go about our world past the Black squares, and we think about how we can, you know, how we can make things different, how we can change. My new white friends, I encourage you to think about the small, very, 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 very small microaggressions that are laid upon Black people, Black women specifically, because that's who I'm talking to today, Black women. Think about the number of very, you know, covert white supremacy ideas and concepts that we have to overcome daily. One of them being the idea that I cannot tell you my name is Taisha, for the simple idea that I may not be able to have an income. I may not be able to book jobs because that is my name. Because on paper, before you see me, I am Black. Let that sit in for a little bit. And so as we check our biases and we allow grace for each other, I just want us all, right? Because I think kindness is for us all. It needs to be given to both Karen and Keisha, right? And so as you're sitting at the table, Karen, with Bob and Bill, and Keisha comes across your desk by way of a resume, look past her name, even though you know she's Black. Look past all of the stereotypes that you have heard about Black people. Look past your experiences with Black people. Look past and treat her as a person who is capable, who has the skills to do anything that someone whose name is Karen could do. I really hope that you enjoyed and loved this episode. If you did, please do me a favor. Y'all know I love favors. I love flavors too, by the way. And submit your review on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you are listening to me today. Also, I kind of think you like me. We might go together or something. So go ahead and subscribe to our podcast so that you can be the first to get new episodes on Sundays. And I also want to encourage you to share this episode on IG Stories, Twitter, Facebook. Just do your girl a favor and share it so we can keep the conversation going beyond today. When you do share it, make sure you tag us. I am at Ty Alexander. I can talk today. I really can. At Ty Alexander and Self-Care IRL. Again, thank you so much for listening to me. I really do appreciate you. And until next time, toodles.
This podcast is a part of the Maisie Media Network, a community of podcasts for women by women.